To whom much has been given, much is required. Luke 12:48. A note from the author. If it could ever be said that America had a royal family, it would be the Kennedys of Massachusetts. For more than half a century, we as a nation have been captivated by their compelling story, a saga that encompasses as much tragedy as triumph, as much heartbreak as joy. In a sense, we are their loyal subjects, consumed with their mystique, mesmerized by their charisma. That the Kennedys always seemed to have an almost pathological aversion to the media only made the reports of their comings and goings all the more interesting. With the passing of the years, we've wanted to know all there was to know about this powerful family, and monitoring their behavior as reported on television or in newspapers and magazines was almost like being there. Of course, there are any number of reasons for our enduring fascination with their lives, not the least of which has been the curse of tragedy that has seemingly haunted them for decades. Still, the singular, most compelling aspect of their story has been its sheer and utter humanity. I am reminded of the first time I met Jackie Kennedy Onassis. It was in 1985 in New York City when she was an editor at Doubleday, and I was about to write my first book, a biography of Diana Ross, for that publishing company. A chance meeting in an elevator later led to a spirited conversation about pop culture in her office, which, of course, I will never forget. As she spoke, I looked into her dark, inquisitive eyes and couldn't help but wonder, who is she, really? And what does she make of her place in history as a woman whose private tragedies became the public spectacle of an entire generation? After everything she endured, with a life at once so opulent and blessed, and at the same time shattered and cursed, what was the source from which she drew her fortitude, her confidence and self-determination? As we talked, I couldn't help but think about her place in American lore and how trauma and loss had come to define it. I thought about President Kennedy, Dallas, 1963, Bobby Kennedy, Los Angeles, 1968, Ted Kennedy, Chappaquiddick, 1969. All of these events were entwined with my childhood, all of it my story, just as it is every American's. And there she was, standing in front of me, a woman who had actually been there, who knew it all, who had lived it. Go ahead, I thought, my ever-curious mind kicking in for an instant. Ask her something about it. Ask her about anything. But there was something about her, and about that time with her, that made the idea of asking even a single probing question about her life seem inappropriate. She was so charming, so warm and friendly, so accessible. She was so everyday in her humanity that only the most callous person would ever dream of asking her a personal question that might revive any trauma, any pain. I think it was on that day as I spoke to Jackie that I began to understand a true secret to the Kennedys' enduring celebrity. There is no wall. True, on the national stage, these people are and would always be ferociously private, but out in the real world, many of them are just as approachable as anyone else you might meet in an elevator. For her part, Jackie, an editor whose office didn't even have windows, certainly wasn't living as though she were larger than life, like most celebrities do, in an ivory tower, detached from the everyday. She was, to put it simply, a very nice lady, and in many ways just like the rest of us. She'd had her ups and downs in life, she'd made the best of the cards she'd been dealt, and now, widowed twice, she was in New York City, starting over at a job that paid her just $200 a week, writing a new chapter of her own story. Not for the sake of the public or for the history books or for a young writer she might happen to meet in an elevator on the way to work. She was doing it for herself, living her life despite her worldwide fame. That was her secret, and I have come to believe one of the secrets of her entire family of Kennedys. Though celebrated, they are not really celebrities. At the risk of seeming